Hello friends, we are learning the subject of rural marketing. Today we'll learn about chapter 2, rural marketing environment. As the word suggests, we need to understand what is an overall situation across rural markets in India. Rural marketing, fundamentally, if you have to understand, it refers to various activities which manufacturers like Colgate, Hindustan Unilever takes in a way that it encourages people living in the rural area, not urban area like Mumbai, Delhi. No, it is like a very interior part of, say, Gujarat, Mehsana, say, Porbandar. Maybe even Porbandar is a city that way. The interiors of this, even remote cities, where idea is available large populations' purchasing power. They probably have a better purchasing power than the person staying in the urban area. Now, this purchasing power offers an opportunity to offer your product, and thereby your products are supposed to enhance their standard of living, bring bit of a comfort, bring bit of a luxury, bring bit of a care like shampoo for the anti-dandruff, etc. And this is an opportunity when company taps it. That's a rural marketing. By doing so, they achieve their objective, that is business growth and profitability. That's rural marketing. It's a two-way process, very simple to understand. It's supposed to be from urban to rural. It means that there are various fast-moving consumer goods like a toothpaste, shampoos, cars, etc. go from manufacturing plant which is not located in the rural area, maybe from the urban market to the rural market, also from rural to urban. I remember those days where fertilizers, even flour, milk, etc., you know, fruits, vegetables, that used to be produced in rural India and brought to the urban market for selling. So that is our rural to urban. This market has evolved. So we will see the various phases of its evolution. First evolution phase is before 1960. So it's like a phase just after, 10 years after our, you know, getting an independence and making India roll for the progress path. But in a such scenario, what happens is, at that point of time, rural market was equal to agricultural market. All agriculture produce were being sent to urban market. Okay, so that agriculture produce and related material like fertilizers, etc. The majority of this transaction in this phase, because it involved a lot of agricultural goods, the name is agricultural marketing. This phase is also identified by that. Later on, at that time, the tractors and various equipments, power equipments, etc., pumps, harvesters, their market was just not there. They were either not there or their market was very minuscule. Then came the second phase, which is 60 onwards, still 90. Here, farming processes have improved. Lot of facilities have been upgraded, where better irrigation facility, availability of water, soil testing, government initiative for the seed and the quality of the seed supply, fertilizer, pesticides availability, even machineries have started coming in to do various jobs of the farmers that led to better productivity. And even industry in the village got the support by way of various government initiatives. So these are the industries that you can see, and that allowed production to happen. Once something gets produced in excess of the consumption in the local area, you have to find the other areas where it can be consumed, and that's where they came to urban market. So the flow was still rural to urban. Then came the mid-90s phase, where essentially there was a large market for FMCG, fast-moving consumer goods and fast-moving durables, as you see out here. However, these markets were confined to urban market. Very difficult to take them to the rural market due to various constraints, okay. And that was a reason when both markets still remained separate. Both markets still remained non-accessible, you know, either way, except very traditional way of transferring agricultural produce through tractor trolleys across the urban market, etc. But otherwise, poor transportation and all was hampering it. Then came a major breakthrough, which is around 15 onwards to 2018, as they call phase 4. It's an evolution of a global rural market. Even the world says that we are becoming global village, so rural market was a part of it. And key drivers was essentially our information revolution. Information was spreading like wildfire. That's the reason why ITC could think of an initiative called ITC Chaupal. We will learn about it a little later. Technology boom, road infrastructure, the size and the reach of the Indian organizations, they have started dedicated attention towards rural market. And as a result, urban people started, urban market, urban producers started going to the rural market. That's where the real change started happening. And that's where go rural decision was taken by various companies. And that is due to various reasons. Large population, almost 65% of India's population reside in rural India. And their income, believe me, are far more higher than even average MBA. Do not feel offended, but I point to tell you is farmers and entrepreneurs out there probably are earning average better than any other urbanite or the starting urbanite category of urban employees. So as a result, they had the power to purchase, and that gave them a motivation to explore what is available to make their life comfortable. Another reason to go rural was an intense cutthroat competition in the urban markets. You have to protect your turf, or you identify new turf. Then improved infrastructure. India was not static. India has started growing, and a lot of initiatives by the government improved the road connectivity, telecommunication, and information technology connectivity. So that led to transfer of information, communication, support of financial institutions. Government, through their initiative, ensured that rural population have an access to banking. You see Jan Dhan Yojana, if you have heard, which is pretty new that way, but even earlier government initiative have ensured that the bank spread across rural market and offer their services. So even that became possible. As a result, loan, purchasing, short working capital loan, various things became possible. So that way, employment opportunities started growing. So government runs various programs to encourage people stay where they are. And as a result, they want to keep the people engaged at their place of birth or their place of living, so that the overpopulation of other country, cities can be controlled. They run a program called the Integrated Rural Development Program, where the youth are trained, their skills are imparted, so they become self-employed. And they not only become self-employed, they offer livelihood to the other. So growing employment opportunity started possibility. So environmental review, if we have to do, first factor is rural India has now better digital connectivity. Government initiatives are backing it up on various fronts. Okay, consumer behavior is changing. People want to explore what is there for them that will make their life convenient, comfortable, happy and healthy. India rural market, as I told you, comprises of almost 65%. So almost like 800 million people stay there. Better disposable income and various other initiatives like Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana gave them the house, Manrega, which gives them the guaranteed employment. Such and similar such initiative ensured that they come out of the poverty standards. So that are the environmental aspects that we just studied. So like now we are getting into a structured way of understanding, and that is possible. Understanding the structured way of rural marketing environment is a model called STEP, S-T-E-P model. It has five various components. Okay. So we will study them one by one. Socioeconomic dynamics, technological advancement, government policies and various initiatives, cultural and linguistic diversity, very critical in India, and environmental and ecological factors. So one by one, we take this. Socioeconomically, we all know that fabric of India is made up of diverse caste, religion, and cultural bonding. And as a result, we have various virtues, we have various religions, various rituals, etc. we perform. There is also an income disparity which is very prominent. So that is also another, probably a negative side of rural market. However, middle class level that especially again started growing in the rural India. So poorer becomes started becoming richer, and as a result, large population of poor people have getting into middle class is a good socio-economic developmental insight. Technologically, if I had to give you an idea, in 2024, nearly 60% of the household across the rural India have one smartphone at least. Okay, marketeers therefore can engage with rural consumers, you know, through various e-commerce, also social media to start with, make them engage with the mobile and then make them learn the e-commerce fundamentals, etc. So mobile marketing became the crux of the technological advancement. The third point is government policies and initiatives. Some of them I have spoken earlier also, but government has heavily focused on increasing the infrastructure, both urban as well as rural India, and giving a connectivity. Golden Quadrilateral, if you know that, you know, that's the road initiative, and many such initiatives which has come in. Now today you see the recent past example, Leh Ladakh is now joined with Jammu and Kashmir after almost 76 years. So these are the few examples. Therefore, even focus on better seed quality, so the productivity of the agriculture produced per square kilometer or per kilo, you know, meter, etc., is far higher. Ensuring that you create an entrepreneur from the rural youth. So therefore, their skill building, etc., and all that thing, and various other initiative ensured that the consumption pattern do shape up in the rural market. Their purchasing power is utilized to change their standard of living. Linguistic and cultural diversity. Brand, therefore, has an opportunity to localize their offering. This is one important thing. Many brands have not done it and failed because connecting with rural population through the culture and linguistic diversity is fundamentally critical. You cannot replicate urban communication, urban slice of life out there. And environmental ecological factor, if you have to understand, water has started reaching house through the taps, at the same time cleanliness, dry, Swachh Bharat, and various such other things, you know, preserving the forests, preserving the water, water harvesting, and many such things have all round contributed in making life in rural India far more better, or at least have them the improved version available to the next generation. So after we understand how to study rural marketing environment, especially the step model that we've just learned, we start now understanding of various approaches through which a company can do the rural marketing. These are the fundamental approaches. So there are four such approaches: trickle-down approach, undifferentiated approach, differentiated approach, and bottom-of-the-pyramid approach. We will learn basics of this one by one. Trickle-down approach, as the name suggests, it believes that assumption out here is that various innovations, various trends and products which are successful in the rural market will naturally gain acceptance in the rural market. I am repeating this page. Trickle-down approach is one of the approaches, as the name suggests. Here the fundamental belief or the assumption is that any innovations and the trend and the product which were successful in the urban market will eventually find acceptance in the rural market. That's a fundamental belief. It's a strategy where companies initially focus on urban market, develop urban market, and then gradually start concept testing, test marketing, and then enter the rural market. So that's a trickle-down approach. First urban, later rural. This approach is based on certain assumptions. One such is rural market is supposed to be smaller than the urban market. Top end of the rural society is similar to the top end of the urban market, where both are cash rich, standard of living, their love for various gadgets and various services, etc., are supposedly same. That's the fundamental second belief. The rural consumer buys whatever they need from the nearby town. So once they are exposed about certain new product or the services, they will themselves find the place to acquire them. So that already your product may not be in the rural market, but they will start reaching automatically to the rural market. So when you start focusing, awareness would be there. So that these are the fundamental assumptions. Undifferentiated approach, as the name suggests, you do not believe that both are different. Here the market starts growing, that is rural market especially. Some companies feel that time to pay attention to the largely ignored but vulnerable, undifferentiated approach. As the name suggests, you do not differentiate between urban and rural market. Here the overall belief is that rural market starts growing. Some companies at that point of time felt it was a time for them to start focusing on the rural market. So what they did was that reach the rural market, okay, parallelly. Maybe you have to just tweak bit of your urban strategy, urban tactics, urban communication, etc. Maybe the product also to some extent, but go to rural market simultaneously, almost simultaneously. But you do not make a lot of changes in your entire approach. So therefore, it is undifferentiated approach. The fundamental assumptions here are 4A. You have to remember very easily, affordability, that is number one. Belief here is that top and middle class income holders of the rural markets are extremely few in numbers, and the poor, who are majority, cannot afford to buy the product anyway. So you are not doing too many tweaks, you are not inventing, you are not developing altogether a different product, you are not creating different strategy and tactics. The reason being, you believe that large part of your consumers are still not in a position to buy the product. They are poor. Accessibility, lack of proper transportation and poor road connectivity makes it difficult to reach simultaneously. Acceptance, rural consumers' aspiration to match his urban counterpart. They look at urban counterpart as their aspirational reference to context, and as a result, the same need and desire get evolved. So possibility of acceptance is good. So this being the case, what we are trying to do is, sorry, I'm repeating this page. This approach is based on assumptions, which are 3A, affordability. Here, it is believed that though overall there is a growth of a middle class happening in the rural market, large part of your population still continues to be poor, and therefore immediate acceptance and paying the price that you expect is unlikely. However, accessibility is also a challenge where due to various transportation and poor road connectivity, etc., difficult to have the bulk goods transferred there. However, the one plus part is that aspirations of rural customers are now becoming more or less synonyms with the urban counterpart. They see them, they look at them as their aspirational point of reference, and therefore you may get better acceptance or easy acceptance when you enter. So that's an undifferentiated approach. We enter into differentiated approach, as the name suggests, that you have to have a different strategy and tactics to tap both the market. Okay, here a 4A model is preferred, or rather used. This is a model very popular and designed by Dr. Pradeep Kashyap, and it is focused on essentially developing your rural market. So the 4A model talks about availability as the first thing. What you have to do is to ensure that products are available in the remotest part and even unserviceable part, which is very critical. So you have to have a reach. That's very critical. Availability is equal to something like a reach. That means your distribution bandwidth. You have to find out a different approach. Your urban approach will not work. You have to be innovative, and therefore few aspects are discussed here. Find out a network of local distributors or say mobile one through which you distribute. Tap the hearts, which is getting regularly organized, etc. So that's the first one. Affordability. Rural consumers are typically more price sensitive, even earlier we have discussed, and they being that, okay, offering product at the same price point like what you do for the urban counterpart may not work. So you have to have a strategy which will offer them goods at a lower price point. I am not saying that you reduce the price of the existing product, but make the purchase economical, and therefore the concept of sachet, which was introduced, or a smaller pack, which is trial packs, etc., or frequently they can purchase sachet and those things, or 200 gram, which 200 gram or 250 gram ketchup bottle may not be available in urban market, but it is designed for rural market, so they can frequently buy. So affordability you have to keep in mind. Acceptability, product must be adapted to meet the specific need. So this is very important. Do not assume that your rural counterpart are same as urban counterpart and they are same familiarity and same knowledge, etc. No, the preference is however still rural, and therefore various cultural nuances, local taste preferences are different, and therefore you have to create utility in a way that it gets acceptance in from the rural context point of view. So get into things like durable package, long lasting, okay, or easy to use package, should not be very complicated. Awareness, building awareness in rural market is a very challenging thing, which is now getting simplified due to communication linkages, especially the mobile connectivity, radio reaching. There are even local radio stations one can set up, and many brands have done, like HUL, Kan Khajura, which is entertainment sharing platform. It's a local platform, radio station. However, they use it for their marketing, promoting their product. So like local newspaper, community events which take place on various digital platforms, one should get in. So this is an awareness. So what we learned is 4A model for differentiated approach to rural marketing. So there are peculiar differences that one need to understand, and that difference between urban and rural consumer are very, very stark. Therefore, you have to have a differentiated approach. That was the summarization of the previous point. Infrastructural constraint, all the kind of infrastructure we definitely enjoy in rural, despite best of the effort by the government, will have a gap. Okay, so we will have a gap in terms of drinking water quality, the road conditions, the kind of speed of transportation, etc. So now what you have to do is, keeping this in mind, design your distribution and selling approaches. So rural consumers overall look for value for money, and therefore even the products, you have to bring down unwarranted frills. They don't probably need 12 varieties. Okay, so you have to keep in mind such aspects. It is a price sensitive market, and therefore their ability to pay at one go is very limited. Okay, and as a result, things like sachet, etc., or smaller pack size became a revolutionary change that India has witnessed. Value and respect elders in the society. So even various communication and various initiatives that you embark upon should keep the rural thread of value, trust, respect for elder in mind. There are many communications that we release in urban India, they may not comply with this, but when it comes to taking same product communication in rural India, you probably cannot be offensive. The process information slowly. They are very selective, they understand, but their ability to believe it in immediately is slow. They gradually look around whether things are getting accepted by others. So acceptance of information may be there, adaptability is slow. So you have to keep that in mind. So we have understood the third approach, and now we enter into the fourth approach of rural marketing, that is bottom of the pyramid approach. As the name suggests, serve the poor strata of the society. Companies like Hindustan Unilever and ITC, etc., have understood that rural marketing is not all about corporate social responsibility or doing a philanthropy there and earning your name. Okay, and that expectation that it will have a positive rub-off may not work. So what they did was to create a win-win situation, and that win-win is one of the important aspects of that model, is make the rural people part of your growth story. So make them into entrepreneur, make them participants in your business and grow them. And when they grow, your rural market will grow, the rural demand will grow, and therefore your product sale will grow. So this has resulted in creation of huge opportunity through liaisoning and companies, therefore liaison with government agencies, non-government organizations, NGOs, and various caste and cultural based groupings. They try to connect with them and reach out to the target customer. So this is a representation of the bottom of the pyramid, this thing that we are trying to give you an idea about. Bottom of the pyramid are the lower middle class, okay? And therefore, focus on them, their basics need, understand. They are like large population of the rural market. We said that rural population itself is 65% of India's population, and 60% of them are in the bottom of the pyramid. So understand their need, understand what adaptability you need to have, understand how can you make your product accept price point, the right price point you offer your goods, communicate keeping the cultural and linguistic diversity in mind. So the dominant business logic has so far ignored this bottom of the pyramid market. It always believed that target, small set of customer, but attack them. That's a segmentation, targeting, positioning belief more drawn from the urban market point of view. Here, you have to consider larger set of people. Larger set of people. There might be small, small homogeneous subgroups in that, but keep the larger gathering in mind, larger group of people. Few aspects of that is very common. They are low level. They do not have a proper marketing infrastructure to reach, etc. You don't have that. Their incomes are regular, seasonal. And as a result, their demand patterns are fluctuating. They have high social stratification. You know, they are bracketed. And therefore, you have to remember that very much in mind. Lack of social mobility. They cannot easily move around. You know, they have certain restrictions and traditional value orientation. Girls should not work, you know, mardo nahi ye karna chahiye. There are many such things still prevailing, though they are opening it up. But as a result, this is the larger bottom of pyramid population's common characteristics. Can marketing accept this and orient themselves? Then only you become bottom of pyramid marketeer. So when companies figure out how to serve this bottom of pyramid section of the strata, then they are able to have a product developed successfully. They connect with that strata very well. They get into the mainstream, find an acceptance, and therefore they are able to tap the large untapped market. That's an advantage of entering into the bottom of the pyramid market.